You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
First up, 1 in 20 New Zealand high school students attempt suicide each year. A study conducted by the University of Auckland surveyed 9,000 New Zealand high school students and revealed 4.5% of students had attempted suicide and 70% of these made multiple attempts. To find out more about these alarming numbers, Lucy spoke with co-author of the study, Simon Denny, and asked him a bit more about this research and the significance of it in New Zealand.
The research that you're asking about was a paper that we published using the data set of the students from 2012. There are over 9,000 students randomly selected from throughout New Zealand. So this data really does sort of represent all secondary school students in New Zealand. And we were particularly interested in looking at youth suicide and self-harm. So that's where the research comes from.
You say 1 in 20 New Zealand high school students attempt suicide each year. That seems like really, really high number. Why is this?
Well, it's suicide attempts, remember. It's not completed suicide.
And yeah.
Thankfully, that's a lot rarer, probably a hundredth of the prevalence of young people who actually try to kill themselves. These numbers are actually pretty much in keeping with other countries. You know, we find about similar rates of suicide attempts amongst teenagers in other countries. But you're right, New Zealand has one of the highest youth suicide rates in the world, and I guess that's, again, why we were interested in looking at this in more depth with this paper.
And why do you think New Zealand does have the highest rate? Like, through your research, do you think there's issues that are central to New Zealand?
Oh, well, it's complex. And look, I guess the first point to make is when you look back over the last 30 or 40 years, the New Zealand's youth suicide rate, it really rose in the 80s and 90s, extraordinary rise, sort of paralleling the same rise that we had in child poverty at the same time. And when we look back at what was happening with New Zealand at that time, it was going through quite a transformation from one of the most protected economies in the world to one of the most liberal. And so really, I place some of the reasons behind our high youth suicide rate is our neoliberal policies. Overnight, you know, a lot of the social nets were withdrawn. Employment rates for some sectors of our population went up to 40 or 50%. And all the social ills that came out of that are known from international research to be a leading driver of suicide. When you look back over the last, 100 years, it's time of social upheaval that we get rises in the youth suicide. The other point to make is that youth suicide disproportionately affects Māori and Pacific young people, and they really have been at the brunt of a lot of these social changes. So, you know, unemployment rates, especially for the adult in those groups, have been extraordinarily high during that period. And the ongoing poverty and the experience of colonisation are all factors that play into this.
And your research takes into account those who reported attempted suicide in your survey, but do you think the numbers could be higher with unreported?
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, what we need to bear in mind is that they're almost, that, you know, this is just self-report. This is young people, you know, telling us what they've done, you know, what happened to them over the last 12 months. We ask the young people to answer as honestly as possible. It's all private and anonymous, so we get away from the sort of the biases around, you know, when people know that their answers are shown to other people. We don't do that. It's all private and confidential. So we think this is probably one of the best ways to ask about this sort of behaviour because it's done in that way. So we think the numbers are pretty accurate. The other point to make, though, is that there was a survey of students at school. And so who we didn't survey were the students who weren't at school, and it's likely that those students who weren't at school do have higher reported self-suicide attempts. And we know that from other pieces of research we've done with students not in mainstream education.
And a report that came out this week on youth suicide from the University of Auckland as well is that young people don't feel like they're being oppressed by adults about talking about it. Do you think that that's a generational thing? Why do you think that is, that young people feel that they're being oppressed in this way?
I guess there's quite a lot of media interest in the moment about youth suicide. There's been some big media organisations that have covered youth suicide quite extensively.
In your research, did you find that young people were reluctant to talk about it?
No, not at all. I mean, what we found when we did the survey was that most young people actually quite appreciated being able to tell us about themselves. We had a place in the survey right at the end where people could enter in comments, and it was overwhelmingly positive about, you know, young people saying, look, this is the first time that anybody's ever asked me about these sorts of things, and it's great that we can get that information out there to help other young people. There was a real sense of altruism in some of the responses that people were giving.
You talk about the risk factors that schools should be on high alert for. What are these risk factors that schools should look out for?
Depression is the main risk factor for suicide, and that's what schools need to be looking out for. So this is, you know, sudden changes in behaviour, students getting withdrawn, grades dropping, changes in behaviour, changes in sleep, and obviously, you know, when young people are expressing, you know, that they're feeling down or that they are feeling like hurting themselves, then those things need to be taken seriously.
And what things do you think schools, families, the community need to be doing to lower these numbers?
I think the interesting thing for me is, so I'm a paediatrician, I work in the health sector. I think there's part of suicide that is outside the health sector. I mean, the supports and the mental health services that we have in New Zealand are struggling to meet the need. And I guess one point that I'd like to emphasise is the effect of poverty on this. Our study did show that, you know, students living in socioeconomic challenges were almost three times the rate of self-harm. And I guess it's a recognition of these wider factors which is important. You know, youth suicide, you know, there's things that individuals and schools can do. But I really think there's policy and national initiatives that need to happen, and especially addressing, you know, New Zealand's appalling child poverty rate would be a good start.
Finally, what would your advice be to a young person who's going through this or who knows of people that are going through this?
Get help. There's lots of great resources online these days. One organisation that I think is doing a really great job is LAVAR in South Auckland. They have a lot of the contracts around preventing youth suicide, and they're doing some fantastic work. But actual getting actual support, your GP, if you're in school, go to your school nurse or school clinic, or go to, you know, websites like The Lowdown. You know, there's a bunch of really good websites now out there that can provide help and support. But I think the most important thing is, if you're struggling, reach out. You know, reach out to somebody, your friends or family, to get the help, because I think that does make it easier.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
The site's been known about for a long time, and in fact, it was an important one.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/becasts.